Hello, the latest world sport from the BBC now with me, Chris Mitchell. The headlines for you. Chelsea beat Manchester United to make it to the semi-finals of the English FA Cup. Sunderland's Paolo Di Canio defends his character. And baseball's new season is underway in North America. Let's start with the football first then. Chelsea beat Manchester United in their FA Cup quarter-final replay at Stamford Bridge on Monday by a goal to nil. The BBC's Alan Green was watching.
Hazard running into the centre of midfield though again for Chelsea. Tomata, Oscar makes a run forward. It's played toward Bath. Bath hooks it in. Brilliant striking effort from Bath.
So Senegal's Demba Ba scored in the 49th minute, denying Manchester United the chance at a domestic trophy double. And the Chelsea manager Rafa Benitez, who had been criticised for fielding a weak team against Southampton on Saturday, said he was pleased with that decision.
I think that we had to manage two games in less than 48 hours with the squad that we have. I think that we have to do it in this way, and today we play a good game against a very good team. So credit to the players that they were doing well, and hopefully we can manage the rest of the season. And in the top four with one game in hand, so I think that we are in a position that is not bad, and then we will try to stay in a better position if we can.
Well, the game was watched by the former Chelsea and Scotland player Pat Nevin. We started by asking him if the Blues were worthy winners in what was a scrappy game.
I think this game will live long in the memory for two reasons. It was a great goal by Demba Ba. He caught a volley that was clipped through to him, if anyone watched NFL football, you know, the American League stuff, a quarterback pass from Juan Mata, and it was caught on the volley over the shoulder by Demba Ba. It was a brilliant, brilliant goal. It was one of the best goals you'll see this season. However, the save up the other end by Peter Cech was better. I would say that the save by Peter Cech is one of the best saves I've seen for many, many years. The ball was crossed in. Hernandez got to the back post and got a good head on it. I'm sure it was past Peter Cech, but somehow he got his hand out to it. He was going the wrong direction, flicked it off the crossbar, and it went over the top. It was a moment of total and utter genius, and it made the difference between the game going to extra time and Chelsea holding on.
And Chelsea through to the semi-finals of the FA Cup. Now Rafael Benitez made significant changes for their weekend defeat at Southampton. Were those changes now vindicated?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know if that's the case, because the changes he made today was to make the team stronger. So the changes that he made for the Southampton game made the team weaker. So they've not been vindicated in a league sense, because Chelsea as a club want to make sure they stay in the top four and they get Champions League football next season. So in one way they've not been vindicated, because they've lost some ground in the Premier League, and if they fail to qualify for the Champions League, then maybe it's not vindicated. However, for this game and for the FA Cup and to beat Manchester United, absolutely. And Rafa Benitez himself will be absolutely delighted with that.
Pat Nevin talking to us a little earlier. Queen's Park Rangers remain 7 points from safety in the English Premier League with 7 games to go after losing 3-2 at Fulham at Craven Cottage. The BBC's Ian Dennis reports.
After an insipid first half where Queen's Park Rangers were a shambles, nobody could have foreseen such a tight finish. Berbatov converted an early penalty after Samba's clumsy challenge on Dejaga. Fulham went 2-up midway through the first half through Berbatov again after calamitous defending. An own goal from Hill following a flowing move, and Rangers were reeling at 3-0. Tarap's goal before half-time was out of nothing, but after the restart, QPR were remarkably transformed. Remy had a penalty saved by Schwarzer before he lashed in a second. The Australian then made a fingertip save to keep out Zamora. Sidwell was then sent off with 11 minutes remaining to set up a frantic finale, but QPR couldn't make the extra man count, and maybe their number is now up in the Premier League.
The QPR boss is Harry Redknapp.
We gave the most terrible goals I've ever seen since I've been managing a football team. I mean, you couldn't have seen 3 worse goals than that anywhere. We come back, get a goal back. Second half, we absolutely murdered them, really. I wouldn't have took a draw at 3-2. I thought we'd go on and win.
Paolo Di Canio will be introduced as the new Sunderland manager on Tuesday. He says he's hurt by how his political views have been portrayed by the British media. Gary Bennett captains Sunderland, and he says politics won't matter if he gets results.
You can always look back at players or managers' backgrounds. I think the main aim is results. I think if you start getting results, then all this fascist and obviously what's gone on in the past will be forgotten about. But if he doesn't get results, then we all know that all this will be brought up.
Would it bother you? I know you're actively involved in show races and the red card. Is it going to bother you in any way dealing with him?
It's not going to bother me in any way. Again, you know, that's a question which Paolo Di Canio has got to answer himself, and the football club's got to answer themselves. And again, you know, it's all about, you know, what's best for Sunderland Football Club. And, you know, that's results on the football pitch. We've got 7 games starting off at Chelsea. You know, if we can get a result there, you know, our main aim is to stop in the Premier League.
Well, the decision to turn to Paolo Di Canio led the former UK Cabinet Minister David Miliband to step down from the board of directors at the club over previous statements where Di Canio said he was a fascist. Gabriele Marcotti is the world football correspondent for the Times newspaper here in the UK. He wrote Di Canio's biography. He told us that he has the right attributes for the role at Sunderland.
Well, I think in terms of personality, certainly I'm going to be helped by the fact that, you know, he was a great player, and, you know, he was a Premier League player with the big salary and the big personality not that long ago. One of the things he did at Swindon, it was a big learning curve for him. You know, he went in having certain ideas about how he wanted to play, but he soon adapted to the players he had and to the style of play in League Two. And I think he's going to do something similar at Sunderland. I mean, I don't expect a big overhaul in playing style or indeed in the players that were there. I don't think the team's going to, you know, necessarily look that different from the way it did under Martin O'Neill. The execution will hopefully be a bit better if Sunderland are going to stay up. I think the one thing with Paolo, which even his adversaries would have to concede, is that you pretty much always know where you stand with him, because he's extremely blunt, he's extremely outspoken, he's very passionate. And again, he's progressed a lot as a manager. And, you know, you have to realize you can't treat everybody the same. You know, you have to learn how to manage people and lead people. And, you know, he learned it on the job at Swindon. And, you know, we'll see if this translates to a higher level.
The Major League Baseball season is underway in North America. It started on Sunday with a win for the Houston Astros against the Texas Rangers. Jeremiah Tittle, who's a journalist for Be In Sports, has been telling us that the season starts on the back of a scandal-ridden off-season dominated by drug stories.
You know, one of the biggest stories that has stood out to me is what has been discovered in Coral Gables in Florida, and that is, you know, various players on lists of a certain doctor where substances, performance-enhancing drugs, HGH and the like, have been indicated on players such as Ryan Braun, who narrowly escaped, you know, missing out on 50 games for going against baseball's rules in terms of drugs and substances that are not allowed. Also, the biggest name on that list is Alex Rodriguez. So, you know, these names on a list have not led to any actions by Bud Selig and Major League Baseball, but this has been a huge off-season story. When you don't have games to actually discuss, you can talk about some of the scandal. So that's really stood out to me as the major story of the off-season.
Well, so far there have been opening day wins for the Boston Red Sox, also Washington, and the New York Mets. The San Francisco Giants begin the defence of their World Series later on Monday. That is the very latest international sport for you from the BBC World Service.